This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, March Madness brackets are out and it has begun. The national obsession with your bracket. A lot of time, a lot of money will go into those basketball pools. Well, now a University of Michigan professor steps forward to tell us you could have better odds of having a successful March Madness bracket if you just flip a coin. Dae-hee Kwok is an assistant professor of sports management at the School of Kinesiology at U of M. Your newly published study is in the Journal of Gambling Studies. What were you trying to figure out?
We were interested in the idea of winning confidence that participants, that they build into filling out their brackets. So we kind of felt it was interesting to see, compared to filling out a number on a lottery, filling out a bracket, they seem to overrate their confidence in winning. And we wanted to see that in the March Madness context. So we did a couple of studies on it.
Okay, how'd you construct them?
So first study, we examined the idea of filling out the selection process itself, whether it increases winning confidence. We divided participants into one of two groups. One group with empty bracket, and then they were told to actually fill out the brackets, make their own 63 predictions.
Just the way that people are doing
exactly.
In offices today all over the country.
Exactly. And the other group, they were given the same bracket, but they were told not to fill out their brackets. And we wanted to see how their winning estimation changes after controlling for their past bracket behaviors, their perceived basketball knowledge, age and gender, etc. We saw a significant difference on estimating their perceived winning confidence on winning their bracket.
Now, when you say perceived winning confidence, mm-hmm. What does that mean?
We asked participants from 0 to 100%, what is the likelihood that you'll win your pool?
All right.
So some people would say 80% chance that I'm going to win, and some might feel less confident. So we just want to see the mean difference on the perceived winning confidence.
Okay, so now that we know that, what'd you find?
So as expected, people in the selection process, they overestimated their winning procedure, but it wasn't sure whether their confidence actually translates to performance. So that's why we did the second study. So we did see the winning confidence, the perceived winning confidence is different based on the selection process. So my mom would fill out her bracket and she would feel confident as well as I am. So we wanted to make sure that the confident people actually perform better on their bracket. So we did a second study. We invited 200 Michigan alumni and students to fill out their brackets in a mock March Madness challenge. We tracked all their scores after 3 weeks of the tournament to make sure whether their winning confidence predicts better performance. We also measured maximum willingness to wager on their bracket if they had a chance. How much would you wager? And we compared the high confident group versus low confident group on their financial risk taking. And we found that high confident group reported that they would bet on their predictions 2.6 times higher than the less confident group.
They're feeling sassy.
So it does relate to higher financial risk taking, which is in line with gambling literature. But more interestingly, we wanted to know whether their confidence actually performed better. So we compared the high confident, less confident, low confident group, and then compared the actual performance scores. But we did not see a statistical significant differences based on their confidence level.
And then where does the part about the coin flipping come in?
So after seeing this, their knowledge builds into the confidence, and confidence leads to actual financial risk-taking. But at the end, it doesn't really relate to actual performance. So we wanted to see if random picks by coin flipping can outperform these participants. As a side of an informal study, that's why we decided, let's flip a coin and see how we could do compared to these hard-thought-out brackets. And then we did three sets of coin flipping, and it was on 2011 where we conducted a study, and that was a season that happened to be that none of the top-seeded teams went into Final Four.
Everybody's brackets got blown and smashed, didn't it?
Exactly. And then our scores got slightly better than the average of the entire participants. There were so many upsets in the game. I think it was the second time after 2006 that none of the top-seeded team advanced to Final Four. But who would have expected that?
Yeah. So let me see if I get this right. We have better odds of having a successful bracket by flipping a coin than by using any of that expert knowledge or confidence of basketball, which means anyone from your six-year-old cousin to your 80-year-old grandma has a decent shot at winning the bracket.
I think it depends on how many obsessives we have, but that's something that we can't really predict in advance. In the same year that we conducted this study, three basketball analysts from ESPN.com, Sports Illustrated, and CBS Sports, they got their own predictions on the Final Four. And only one analyst out of three got one team out of four correct. So 11 out of 12 teams was was incorrect. But we would not argue that those analysts are less knowledgeable or than the basketball average fans.
What does this mean for all the fans who spent all these hours planning out their brackets and reviewing and hashing out team statistics? Like, why do it?
Exactly. Their time consuming those statistics and going through this team's information, it all increases winning confidence, which is the strongest predictor of enjoyment.
Okay, so you have a good time doing it.
Exactly. So you're going to indulge yourself with all this basketball insider picks and the blogs and analysts from those so-called experts out there. You're going to have a good time feeling that you have a good feeling that you're going to make some correct predictions on the upsets.
Even if you aren't really statistically going to.
Well, yeah, based on our data, that there are some times that maybe your upset picks, you might make the correct picks, which will reinforce the idea of illusion of control. You're going to attribute your correct pick based on your skill, not on the luck, but you're going to attribute your losses on bad luck.
All right. So, yeah, you don't look at the mirror and go, I didn't get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just my bad luck. So it's a happy distraction at the workplace for so many Americans. But
you have to be reminded that there are a certain level of luck that comes into play. So don't spend too much time.
Have you filled out your bracket yet?
No.
Are you going to use a coin flipping method?
Maybe some of the uncertain matchups.
Do you have a lucky coin?
No, I don't.
Not at all. Dehi Kuok is an assistant professor of sports management at the School of Kinesiology at the University of Michigan. His study on March Madness brackets and luck versus skill, you can find it in the Journal of Gambling Studies. So good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.